Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon is a podcast which focuses on contemporary social and educational issues from an educational leadership and behavioral research perspective. We will delve into those issues that are important to you as we listen to understand the needs of others and positively respond to address those needs, concerns, and/or fears. Professionals in their respective fields of expertise, in addition to friends of the podcast, will share their unique perspectives of positive solutions to what matters to you most. Join us every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time, as we share positive solutions to those issues that are important to you.
A very pleasant good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon. And yes, you are seeing a very familiar face in the house. We have with us a wonderful life coach whom you've seen about two or three times prior. And we're talking about none other than Liz Olexa. Good afternoon, Liz. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Dr. Gordon and everybody. Thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure to have you join us because you always have some little tidbit of wonderful resources that we can take away and utilize immediately and see some positive results. So today, without any further ado, we're going to be talking about goal success, life purpose, and also confidence. And yeah, we need a lot of that right about now, don't we? In the times in which we're living.
Absolutely. It's very important.
Yes, it is very important. And this month of May is our last month of season two, ladies and gentlemen. So this is Liz's last time for this season sharing with us. That doesn't mean that she's not going to be on for future seasons. Based upon her very busy schedule, I understand that she will be graduating next week. Is that correct?
Yes, on May 15th, I'll officially be going through the ceremony for my earning my bachelor's of arts in applied psychology from Cedar Crest College.
Congratulations in advance. I don't have the fancy soundboard to have applause so that you just hear my applause. And everyone else who might be listening, if you're driving, folks, keep both hands on the steering wheel. Do not.
Yes,
but
please,
yeah. No, congratulations on that. And if that isn't a lot that Liz has accomplished, she's still taking lots of courses still in life coaching. And I understand that in September 7th, you'll be beginning your master's.
Yes, I am so excited. I'm filled with just absolute wonder and curiosity as to what's going to come. I personally have a passion for learning and for growing myself to be the best version of myself that I can be. So I'm just so looking forward to taking on this new role again as a student, but from a different angle, and landing it.
You got
it
this.
Quite a little while, but I have the goal and I will achieve it. I don't let anything get in my way.
You have this under control. We have full confidence in you and congratulations in advance. Now you're a graduate student so you're looking at this from a different perspective, a different level of understanding, and you'll do just well. I'm more than confident. Well, you're most welcome. And thank you for not just keeping all of this information to yourself, but you're like a sponge. You're not just soaking it in, but you also want to wring it out and to share all of the goodies that you have received. And that's what we need to do. What are we doing with the talents that we have and the experiences that we have had the privilege and the opportunities to have? Are we utilizing those things to help make the world a little bit better than how we met it? Are we helping others? So I'm glad that you're setting a wonderful example and modeling for us what it looks like to receive information and then to pass it on to others to enhance their life as well. And that's the whole purpose of the podcast. I mention that very frequently. I review and talk about what the mission is, and that's to enhance the social emotional well-being of individuals across the lifespan. So let us talk about goal success, life purpose, confidence. those sound wonderful. How does goal success, life purpose, and confidence, you know, affect us in 2021, where, and yes, we're going to go down that checklist where you have a pandemic, which we're kind of getting over the hump over of because of the vaccinations that have been rolling out and more folks getting vaccinated, and a much better response to that. We still have a little bit of political divisiveness going on out there, and there's that social media component, and we have our friends and family who we love dearly, but who might be on opposite sides of a particular viewpoint. How does goal, success, life, purpose, and confidence play a role in helping us to live harmoniously in unity? Now, that's a lot that I just threw at you.
It's okay. It took me a little while to process all of that. But I think you make a great point that, you know, first of all, we are all living together, even though we are separated due to the pandemic. You know, our connection is through social media, through that external devices, whether it be TV or Skype or Zoom or however you're interacting with others, there is a distance. And I think that this is a great opportunity and a great time to be able to grow as individuals, but also as a community, because as the old saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, we all need to work together to make this world turn and keep turning in a positive fashion. So I think the beginning part of that is setting a goal. What is our goal for our life that we're living together? And the first part of that is, you know, you need to determine what that is for you. What is your goal? What is your family goal? You know, it could be, oh, you know, I personally want to complete 2 more life coaching courses before I begin my master's program in September. That's
it's true. She really does want to complete 2 more courses before her master's in September.
4.
Oh, okay. 4.
I was just giving the thing is achievable goals. You know, you don't want to give yourself, say, oh, I want to do the remainder of my courses in this amount of time, this short amount of time. They need to be achievable goals, measurable goals that you can set a time frame for. So, you know, like I mentioned in a previous episode with you, you can't sit down and eat your entire life worth of meals in one sitting. You can only eat that meal for that period of time. So set your goals small, but yet achievable. You know, you don't want to make it too outrageous. So to me, at least 2, set a minimum of 2 courses by the time I start my master's. That's achievable for me. It would be different for every person. Somebody might be able to do 5. Some might be able to only do 1. It all depends on your situation. So you do what works for you. And the thing to remember is if you don't reach it, there's no shame in that. It's not a failure. It's opportunity for feedback. And it's experience that you're gaining in that. So you can say, okay, well, I didn't quite reach my goal this time. I only completed 1.5 courses when I wanted to do 2. So let's set a next goal. You know, I want to complete the remainder of this course within 1 or 2 months. You know, you do what works for you and you have a plan. It's all about planning, and that can sound intimidating, but planning in every aspect of life is important. And that brings you to, you know, what do you want to be successful at? In order to achieve success, you need to have goals. You know, what is your successful goal? And that's, I think, very important, especially during this time. Like I said, this is a great opportunity when we are socially distanced. What do you want to be able to do when all of this, you know, has come to an end?
Right.
Where do you want to see yourself?
And do you think that also the pandemic might have provided us with a little time out, thinking about sports for just a second, where we can regroup and just maybe have some alone time? Well, some people might say, I have too much alone time. But what I'm talking about is having that alone time where we actually do push ourselves back away from social media. And let's just quiet the noise and do some self-reflection and reimagine possible within our own lives. Where am I today? where would I like to be in the next year, 2 years, 5 years? And what are those achievable, attainable, realistic goals that I can set for myself to get there? So perhaps the pandemic might have also, in addition to it affecting people negatively, on a positive flip side of that, it provides an opportunity for us to be still within our own selves, within our spirit, within our minds, to focus on, let me rethink what I thought I wanted to have done maybe 5 years ago. You know, I may have thought I wanted to do X, Y, Z, but now here I am today in 2021. As I look forward, I see even greater potential to do what I thought I wanted to have done, but even in a greater way possible. So it's some time for us to just to get still within ourselves and then to plan those goals. And as a life coach, you have techniques and skills and steps for individuals to ultimately achieve their desired goals. Do you have any that you want to share, one or two? Or
well, like I had said, the main thing in goal setting is setting achievable goals and making right. sure you have a time frame. I like to work in a 1 or a 5 year calendar and then break it down into like 6 month chunks, and then from correct. 6 months down into 1 month chunks to figure out what I need to do today in this moment. And you have to allow breathing room in there. You never know when an emergency could come up, or correct. You could have a situation that everything falls apart from what your schedule was intended to be. And it's a matter of being able to learn to go with that flow. Okay, I wasn't able to do it today. I'm going to make sure I do it tomorrow.
Right. And so there's a long-term goals, as you mentioned, like 5 years. And then you have the short-term goals where you break up that 5 years into perhaps weeks or months or a year. And so that's where the SMART goals come in. Do you want to go over the acronym for SMART goals again?
You do that very well. You said it exactly the way it should be in the last episode. So I'm going to leave that to you, Dr.
So ladies and gentlemen, what we are talking about here is that with SMART goals, think S-M-A-R-T, think of the word SMART. You want to be smart about it. You want to make sure that it's S specific, whatever you're planning to do. As you're getting alone with yourself and rethinking, reimagining possible, you want to set a goal that's specific. Then M, it has to be measurable, I'll use Liz's example. September 7th, she's going to start her graduate program. However, there's some life coach classes that she wants to continue taking throughout the summer. And she started taking some now, I believe. So I think she set for herself 4. I thought it was 2, but she just corrected me. She said 4. So she's setting, by September 7th, she was going to have 4 life coaches done. So it's measurable. She can see herself taking life coach number 1. I mean, that's not the name of it, but for sake of an example, starting now. And then in June, she'll be in another category, then July, then August. So by September 7th, she would have completed that. So it's measurable. You can see it having a beginning, a middle, and then an end. So it's measurable. And then A, it's attainable. It's doable. It's not unrealistic. She didn't say, I want to take 10 life coaches between now and September 7th. That might not be attainable. It may not be wise or advised for anyone to do that. So make sure it's attainable. It's doable. And then you have R. Make sure that it is realistic. It kind of goes along with attainable. It has to be realistic. Someone might say, I want to go into buying vacation condos, and I want to have 20 vacation condos by next year. Well, that's not very realistic. Nice idea, but it's not realistic. So you want to set realistic goals. And then T, it's time sensitive. So it's all interconnected. It's all related. And so that's what the SMART goals are: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive.
You did an excellent job. I give you a round of applause for that.
Well, thank you. You're a great cheerleader. That's what life coaches do. They coach you along and they cheer you along.
Exactly. And I'm an accountability partner. Keep you in line.
You do a fantastic job. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have an opportunity to be still within your spirit, within yourself. Whether it's early in the morning, and remember Liz mentioned this some time back in one of our episodes about having some me time, some alone time, whether it's early in the morning, you have your favorite chair that you go to, and you just either read a book, for some people, they may want to meditate, have like devotions, they can read a Bible where they get some spiritual inspiration as well. that works too, because that's all a part of our construct of who we are as human beings, as individuals, to just reconnect within ourselves first so that we can be a better version of ourselves to give our best efforts forward to assist other individuals and to support other individuals as well. So
that's actually a great segue into life purpose.
Let's talk about life purpose. You have to have a purpose. Go for
you
it.
You have to have a purpose. Everybody has a purpose. And some people are under the assumption that you're born with a purpose. And that's not the case for everybody. Some people have to develop that over quite a bit of time. They have to really dig deep and find out what they're passionate about. And some things don't come naturally, and that doesn't mean it's not meant to be your purpose or it's not a passion. It just means that it's new, it's different for you. So for example, you may love to read. You may know that, you know, you have so much experience from your life and you love to interact with people. You may feel that your purpose is to be a teacher. But what if you look deeper? And I'm not saying quit your job and just go off on a new tangent, but what I'm saying is if you're unsure as to what your purpose and your passions are, dig deeper, do some questioning, find out what your skills and talents are. And it's more than just sitting down by yourself and making a list of these are my talents. That's a great base starting foundation point.
Right.
However, talk to the people you spend the most time with. Talk to the people that know you, who have watched and witnessed your growth over years, and say, hey, Bob, what do you think I'm good at? Can you give me a list of things that you think I'm talented at or that I have skills? Because some other people may point out things that you never even realized. And maybe exactly. On top of loving to read and loving to share your experiences and teach other people, what if you have this hidden gift and you were meant to write a book?
Right.
You know, I found that out with one of my clients who was on the last episode with me. Correct. Mary Thompson, Starshine. You know, she wanted and was also meant to
write her memoir.
To writing a memoir.
Correct.
How fabulous. She never would have thought of that before. And it was after she did digging. I didn't do the digging. She did the work.
Right.
And she really, I held her accountable. I said, who did you talk to today to find out about your talents and skills? You know, you work through that to find out what your passions and purposes are. Mine, I know some of them. I still need to be reminded from time to time, you know what, you're really good at this. You should, you know, give that a whirl again or try it again.
Explore this, correct.
Exactly. But it's for some people, it's a known, it's a definite, you know, I've always wanted to be a quote unquote helper in the helping field, whether it be a teacher, whether it be a nurse, whether it be just someone to talk to. And then I decided I wanted to be a counselor. And in that I found coaching, and there's so much to learn because I want to keep growing, not only for myself, but for those around me. So that's a passion for me. And it ended up being my life purpose.
Right. So those skills, talents, right. And what happens over time, like you're saying correctly. So those skills, talents, passions will help to lead individuals to or guide them towards defining and achieving their life's purpose. It could alter a little bit. Like I said, you know, with the pandemic, for some people, their life's purpose might have been altered a little bit. It may not have been totally derailed. Some might have felt that way. That's where Life Coach comes in to get us back on track. But, you know, spending some time alone, though, to reconnect and reimagine possible, meditating, praying, and then getting back on track. And then, like you said, having accountability partners. And also, we mentioned this on the previous episode with Pastor Peter Tewinkle, where we talked about having a support network in place of individuals where you can trust, and they trust you, you trust them, and they'll hold you accountable. They won't blame and shame you. They won't put you down. They won't threaten you, but they're your coach. That's what coaches do. Think of a basketball coach, or pick your favorite sport. They're there to to help you to win, you know, and they're there to encourage you. So find individuals within your life that you can trust who have your best interests at heart. And that would help as you go along the pathway towards finding your life's purpose. And again, look at what your passions are. This is a similar conversation I would normally have with high schoolers, especially the seniors. If they're still uncertain and haven't determined for themselves what it is they want to do, one of the things I would say to the seniors is, what is it that you're really either good at doing, you love doing, or you're so passionate about? You go to bed at night, you wake up in the morning, that's what's on your mind. Maybe that's what it is, what you should be doing, and think about getting compensated for, getting paid to do whatever it is that you're really good at or would love to do, and then start exploring in that arena. And that has been very helpful to a number of those seniors.
You're listening to the podcast Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon, which is uploaded weekly on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central on your favorite podcast directory.
So, anything else you want to add about life purpose to help individuals to find that?
I think it's really important to remember that not everybody has a single life purpose.
Right.
Depending on what activity you're doing or what part in your life you're in, each aspect of your life and each of your personas may have different life purposes. For example, I'm a mom, you know, so one of my life purposes is to make sure that I raise my son in the best of my ability in given what I know,
right,
you know, and be a role model for him and raise him appropriately. But that wouldn't necessarily be the case. I wouldn't necessarily need to be a mother to my clients moving forward in counseling or in right. coaching. I would be that accountability partner. So your purposes will and can change depending on what role you're filling. And they can change over time too. And that is okay. It is totally great to see that it's a transformation. It's not, oh, this part of my life has ended. It's I'm being transformed into something different and something even better than it was before. And I think that's something really to remember, because there can be life-altering circumstances that everything around you stops. And I'll share here because, you know, the people who are watching the podcast know from the previous podcasts that I'm completely blind. I lost my sight from diabetic retinopathy in a matter of 3 months. It was pretty much instantaneous. My whole life was turned upside down, which made me have to find a brand new life purpose. And it's the most incredible thing that could have happened for me. So we can turn tragedy and circumstances into possibilities and opportunities and a purpose. And I think that's so just powerful if you think about it, that we as individuals are in control of how we choose to move forward in our
exactly.
life, no matter what happens.
Right. And like I said, it was like rethinking or reimagining possible. Some people get stuck in a cookie cutter approach to life. And they feel like, this is it. I can only be and then fill in the blank with whatever that profession is. I've only known myself as X, you know, whether it's a teacher or educator or plumber, pick whatever profession. But there's so much more to a person. You're not just that only. What are some other parts of you that you can develop to become a better version of yourself, continue to grow and develop and utilize those skills and abilities and your passions that you have to also aid others and support and encourage others as well? So you're not just whatever your profession is. You're not just that. There's so much
exactly.
more. You're unique as an individual. We're all uniquely made and we're diverse with our uniqueness. Let's embrace our uniqueness and let's embrace the uniqueness of others as well as we share towards a better world of peace and harmony and unity. And it can happen.
I agree. I think it's within our grasp, and, you know, it's just individual perspectives and group and that social cultural influence that we have from where we live today that, you know, that influences us. And if we just stand up for what we truly believe in our hearts and follow that, we can continue to not only fulfill our own purpose, but the greater universal purpose of why we're here.
The purpose of
and that's to help each other.
Right. Like, what's the meaning of life? The great philosophical question, which we're not going to try and answer today. But we're just saying but those are some questions that people have, you know, finding purpose and meaning in their life. And you know who's a demographic of individuals, now that we're talking, it just flashed across my mind that this talk is very beneficial for as well. Those individuals who people refer to as who are going through their midlife crisis, they've either done one of two things. Either one, they have not yet done those things that they had planned that they would have liked to do with their life when they were younger, like in their teens or as a child in their teens or in their early 20s. And now that they're getting older, they feel that life is running away from them and they're trying to capture it. So they, sometimes people make unwise and unsafe choices during that time of upheaval emotionally and mentally in their life. And then you have the other group of individuals who might have done every single thing that they had set out to do. And then they're like, okay, here I am. What's next? What's now left for me to do? Right, now watch. You know, I need a challenge because I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over and I feel stuck, stifled, smothered. You know, pick a word. You know, and what is there to for me to do? And so again, hey, here's a wonderful opportunity to be still with yourself, think or rethink possible. Reimagine possible. Talk to people, talk to a life coach, talk to a friend, bounce ideas off of those individuals with whom you do trust, and you trust their judgment, you trust what they say to you and share with you, and see how you can reimagine what you can do this second half of your journey of your life. Does it bring you that passion and joy? And does it also benefit others as well? So that's another demographic of individuals that came to my mind that could also benefit from setting goals, knowing what the life purpose is as well. And some people might be a little bit timid, so this might be a nice good segue to talk about confidence.
Absolutely. I like this idea of confidence because whether or not it comes across, you might not know that I was not confident most of my life. I've actually used to be very timid and shy. I didn't really ever know when I was younger, I didn't really feel like I belonged anywhere until I started realizing that you don't really need to belong to be confident. You don't need to belong to set goals and achieve your purpose and passions.
Right.
And I started to just, I had this desire. I just needed to keep growing. That's all. I just wanted to grow more. And I developed this level of confidence that I'm proud to say that I am who I am now. I'll be 36 this August. And I turned 33. And at the age of 33 was the first time I could actually say I loved me for who I was. That's a big deal. You know, I finally was able to accept it. To me, that's being confident in myself and my abilities. I walk into a room with my head held high now, and I'm proud to be me. And that comes along with, it's called the confidence action loop. And what it is, you desire this level of confidence, this level of strength to, you know, show others and even just prove and show to yourself. And in order to gain that confidence, you need to take action and do something. And when you're doing something, you're gaining competency and understanding about something. So you could become an expert in a said area. You could, you know, become very well versed or share your talents with somebody. And in that, you're developing more confidence. When you develop more confidence, now you have room to grow even more. So it just keeps going around. You take that action, develop that level of competency, which builds your confidence. And when you have confidence, you can really do anything. I mean, even without confidence, you can do anything, but you have to believe in yourself. And it's got to start somewhere and at some time. So why not now? Why not take this moment? Because you can't go back and change your past. The future is only a dream and never really comes, because by the time tomorrow is here, it's already today. So live today, live in the present, and be the best you can be. Be confident, be proud of who you are, what you're doing, what your passions are, and what you're doing in life to help and serve others. You know, to me, it's the first question is, who am I? And what is my purpose? And how can I use that to benefit myself by serving others and to help myself keep going by serving others? So that's just an example in the confidence loop. But, you know, developing a level of confidence, it's not necessarily something that's going to be there all the time. It fluctuates. It's like waves in the ocean, you know, or a breeze that goes over a lake. You know, it's not always still. There's always going to be some type of movement.
This ebb and flow. Yeah.
Or on top, you know, you just got to go with the flow and understand that it's okay to not be confident, but it's also okay to totally be confident. There's nothing wrong with either of those.
Right, because individuals may have low levels of self-confidence or high levels of self-doubt. And, you know, again, looking at what their skills and their support systems that they have in place, and that accountability network as well, also helps to minimize limiting those belief systems, as you have shared. And that is, you know, it goes back to setting those achievable goals, which also helps to improve that person's self-worth as they interact and apply, you know, themselves to the highest level of their abilities. And those are words that you have shared. And I'm just echoing what you have said and have also shared. And it's just a nice review. And we keep saying these things over and over in previous episodes. And in education, we say, you know, you learn, forget, learn, forget, learn, forget, learn, remember. So it's, if a teacher is going over something with a class repeatedly, pay attention, take notes, because you're going to be quizzed on this later. You're going to be tested on this. And so life is like a classroom. And so we're provided with opportunities to continue to learn and to grow. We're not intended to just remain stuck where we are. And if you're feeling kind of stuck right now, and this is for those individuals who might be listening or viewing this, that's a normal feeling. We understand that. We get it. Congratulations, because that is just a sign indicating to you it's now time to move on to the next step. It's time to grow and to develop. So be still within your spirit, within yourself, and in your mind. Eliminate all the distracting noise that's out there, whether it's social media, the media itself, whether it's other people who might have their own vision of what your goals should be and what your life purpose should be. Thank you. That's their opinion. You didn't ask them. Some people will volunteer what they think your life purpose should be. They might mean well. However, it's you. You have to live your life. And I don't mean it in a negative, rebellious way. I'm saying you're the one that's responsible for your life. Therefore, you need to be still within yourself. And then when you're ready to ask for other voices to be brought into the conversation to bounce ideas off of, then you're free and you have the autonomy, the liberty, and the authority to do that. But just be careful of those other distracting voices telling you what to do and how to do it and when to do it and where to do it. You take control of your life, and it's okay to tell people no and stop. That's enough. And it's also okay to then invite people in when you're ready for that to take place. So it's a delicate line that we have to walk, because on one hand, you don't want to be rebellious and just reject people and stiff arm them. But at the same time, you also have to maintain that proper balance of, I'm going through this process right now, and I will include those voices into my life that would assist me to develop and become a better version of myself. So it's a delicate situation, because it might be family, it could be close friends, it could be those in authority that we have looked up to, whether it's in a civic organization, a church, or in our communities where we live. So it's about striking that balance and knowing which voices that we need to pay attention to. It can be a little bit confusing sometimes, and that's why I'm saying sometimes we have to step back, breathe, reflect, all these things that we've been talking about in previous episodes. pray, and then listen to that still small voice within your spirit. Get a pad or a notebook or a pen or pencil. Just jot some thoughts down, as Liz has suggested as well. What is your passion? What do you love? What are you good at? Jot it down, write it down, and then see how you can create like a life purpose from that goal that you have set, making sure that it's a smart goal, making sure it's specific and measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. Write it down, check off as you go along, and then just bounce those ideas off of people whom you have selected to bounce those ideas off of, people whom you trust. And then again, that confidence loop that Liz talked about, it then creates within you that self-efficacy that you can do this.
Absolutely. And one other point I want to point out while we're talking about this, you said listen to that inner voice. And I think so many of us, it's important to listen to that voice, but so many of us get wrapped up too much in listening to that inner voice because we have developed limited belief systems by either how we were raised, influences around us, societal, cultural, however you want to put it. Some of those thoughts and ideas that we have that run through our head aren't necessarily our own, and they don't necessarily reflect our true values that we hold. And that can sometimes hinder your growth, your developing level of confidence, being able to be successful at achieving a goal or maintaining, identifying, and fulfilling your life purpose. All of those things, just be aware. If you ever hear something that's inside that kind of makes you just feel awkward, take a moment and be like, whose voice is that saying that?
Exactly. Identify whose voice is that. Exactly.
Or is that, you know, this other influence that I remember from way back when? Or, you know, I like to name my voice that's not my own.
So I've heard people say it's, well, no offense to mothers, but that's your mother's voice that's speaking. Like, in the back of your mind, you should be doing something like, oh, I should make up my bed, or, you know, I should complete this task first before watching television. And so people will use the terminology, that's your mother's voice in your mind that's speaking. Not that it's a negative thing, or we're just saying it's something that's there. Go ahead, Liz, you're going to say something.
Right. I think it's just really important to keep that in mind as people are trying to move forward, that you take that time and be aware and mindful of whatever voices, internal voices you're hearing, because it's so important to know that you are following your purpose, your passion, your heart and soul, and not what other people have in mind for you. Because it's not their life, it's your life ultimately, and it's your choice.
Exactly. And we just have to be careful as to, again, like Liz is sharing with us, whose voice are you listening, or whose voice are you following? And that's why we have to be still within ourselves to decipher whose voice this is. Where did that come from? Where did that thought come from? Where did that feeling come from? And again, it's just knowing, you know yourself better than anyone else, and knowing what your desires, your passions, your talents, your abilities, your skills, what they are, and how you can use it to move forward. How can you grow in whatever that passion is that you might have, or that skill or that ability? Some people might have a spirit of encouragement. Liz shared that she has a spirit of helping. She likes to help. And so the professions of either teaching or nursing or being a counselor was what drew her to what she does today as a life coach. And who knows, maybe as a psychologist. You never know in the future.
You know, some little voice in my head keeps telling me that, but I'm not sure if it's my own or not.
That's some other voice out there. Yeah,
I'll have to replay that
and see how that resonates within. Exactly. But at the ending of the day, it has to be what resonates with Liz. What is that truly what direction she needs to go in moving forward? And we each get to do that. So it's just about being mindful and aware of that. So we talked about goal success. We talked about life purpose. We talked about confidence. That's quite a bit we share today. So I encourage individuals to just replay this again. That's redundant. So replay this I tend to edit myself when I talk. It's like, okay, that doesn't sound right. And then I have friends who are like English teachers and they're like, oh, you know, you said so and so. I crack myself up. Never mind. I digress.
I've been told that I am the secretary of the department of the redundancy department. Because I repeat myself in many different ways.
So that's when you say things. Well, for me, when I say things, it's like, okay, that didn't sound correct. So let me edit myself and then correct that. So replay this as often as needed, take notes, and you know, make sure that you are positioning yourself in a position where you are continuing to grow. And when we say grow, we don't mean growing physically, because you know, after a certain age, you stop growing. Growing taller, we may grow outward if we're not careful of what our diet is. That's a whole other conversation. But how we are growing and developing as an individual and becoming a better version of ourselves. And one measure that we can use is, what are we doing to help improve where we are, improve the world? And when we say the world, that sounds quite global, but just where you are in your community, whether it's your workplace or your family, your neighborhood, just a surrounding area, or even beyond. We have technology that we can impact so many lives positively. What are we doing to become better and to help others do the same thing as well? Anything else you'd like to share, Liz? And then we can tie this up for this episode of Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon for this season. And then we have lots planned for our next third season after a brief break. But any thoughts you'd like to share?
Just keep doing you. Keep doing what you feel in your heart, your soul is right for you. If you feel stuck, reach out. There's people out there to help, support, encourage, and empower. And, you know, it's never a time to just give up on yourself, because there's so much potential out there. So just keep growing, keep believing in yourself, and keep developing that idea that, you know, there's always room to keep going. There's always room for more joy. There's always room for more happiness. You can create that for yourself if you believe it.
Exactly. And if someone wants to reach out to you, Liz, do you have enough space on your plate to accommodate future clients who might want to reach out to you?
I am taking on clients. Okay. What happens is you can go to my website, which is www.theselfdiscoveryadvisor.com. Drop me an email. There's a button you can find on all of the pages. It says begin transformation, and you can send an email to me letting me know what your desires are, and we can have a complimentary session. All first sessions are complimentary, no cost. So we can figure out if coaching is for you, if you want to move forward, and we can set up a schedule from there at that point. If you don't want to do the website, if you're on Facebook, you can find me at the Self Discovery Advisor on Facebook. And you can also email me at theselfdiscoveryadvisor@gmail.com.
Wonderful. So again, that's www.theselfdiscoveryadvisor.com. And that's Liz's website that you can go and access all the resources and services that she can provide for you. Or you can check her out, or you can send her an email if you want to. If you just want to, you know, send a line or two to Liz, feel free to send that to theselfdiscoveryadvisor@gmail.com. Or you can check her out on Facebook, as she mentioned, at The Self Discovery Advisor. And I should see Liz Alexa pop up. Is it going to be her royal blindness that they're going to see HRB?
No, because this is my business page. And actually, okay, Other than this podcast, I'm not advertising anything about my blindness. Okay. To me, I moving in the coaching world, I want to be a person first. And
correct.
You know, it may come across at some point, but my personal page is something separate at this point, now that we've developed the business aspect of things.
Right. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. And we'll have this information posted at the bottom, and so that individuals can reach out to Liz and continue to improve, because it's always improvement for all of us, and so that we can continue to grow. All right. Well, Thank you so much, Liz. It's always a pleasure meeting and talking with you and visiting. And as evidence demonstrates, because if you look in, if I check analytics, you know, all of the conversations that we've had, you know, yours is right up there. It scores higher than everyone else's with whom I've had interviews. And no offense to those whom I've had with whom I've had interviews. That's just how it is. I mean, folks just really connect with you, Liz, and also with Mary Starshine. Yeah, so those numbers are right up there. So that's a winning formula, and you're meeting the need, and that's what it is. You're meeting, you're touching hearts and meeting the needs that are out there, and those needs are diverse. And so we have no idea how much of a positive impact that we're having on lives. So thank you so much for giving up your time and your talent to share with others so that they can be a better version of themselves and be placed in a much better position of continued growth. I think this is a nice place for us to end, as I normally would end the podcast, by saying we have faith, we have hope, we have love. Let's remember to love ourselves by setting those SMART goals as we determine what our life purposes are, which then helps us to develop that confidence that we need to become better. God bless you, and see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon as we learned about different perspectives of contemporary social and educational issues. We hope to educate and encourage as we analyze those topics that are important to you. Please continue to join us every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, as new episodes are uploaded on your favorite podcast directory. Remember, become that positive difference that creates a positive outcome in the lives of others, as well as in your own life. See you next Sunday afternoon on Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon.